Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about women of sound. These women dominated the airwaves, innovating, documenting, and creating the audio landscape we live in today. Today, we're talking about a woman whose talent and personal journey tell the story of resilience and cultural revival. Let's talk about Aimée Painée. In 1943, Aimée was born into the Mapuche and Tehuelche community in Rio Negro, Argentina. At the time, Argentinian laws didn't recognize names of indigenous origin, like Aimée. So Aimée was legally named Olga Elisa Painée. When Aimée was 3 years old, she was sent to an orphanage. Though her parents were alive, they were unable to take care of her. She spent the next three decades drifting further and further away from her family, community, and culture. As a child, Aimée spent a lot of time in Mar del Plata. She was often lonely. No one in her school or her town looked like her. Adults and kids constantly repeated harmful stereotypes about indigenous people, that they were savages. Aimée longed for a sense of identity and belonging. Eventually, she found it in music. Aimée joined the school choir. She was musically inclined and had a beautiful voice. A couple in the area heard her sing and adopted her. The couple took interest in her musical abilities and hired private tutors for singing and guitar. When she was old enough to be on her own, Aimée moved to Buenos Aires. There, in 1973, Aimée joined the National Polyphonic Choir. While in the choir, she sang mostly classical music. But as she got older, Aimée had been interacting more with Mapuche culture and indigenous music of Latin America. She longed to know it better. Armed with her guitar and an unwavering sense of purpose, Aimée embarked on a mission to reclaim her heritage. She traveled throughout Argentina and Chile, tape recorder in hand, collecting songs, folklore, and teachings from the indigenous communities and cultures she encountered. As her knowledge and talent blossomed, so did her awareness of the challenges facing indigenous communities in Argentina. Discrimination, marginalization, and cultural erasure threatened to silence the voices of the Mapuche people. But Aimée refused to be quiet. The community grandmothers were a particularly rich source of information. They taught her about Mapuche music, about its rhythm, its poetic lyrics. they also introduced her to ta'il. Ceremonial songs passed through generations, usually by women. With the grandmother's permission, Aimée recorded these chants. She understood that her voice was not just a means of expression, but a vessel through which she could honor her roots and amplify the voices of the Mapuche people. She traveled around with her guitar performing folkloric and indigenous songs. She sang in the Mapuche language, Mapudungun, and played recorded ta'ils from the grandmothers who'd taught her. She passed along anecdotes that the grandmothers had told her while visiting them. Dressed in authentic indigenous clothing and Mapuche silver jewelry, Aimée converted her concerts into anthropology classes about the Mapuche culture. Many people dissuaded Aimée from her work. They said people didn't care about the issues of indigenous people anymore. But Aimée wasn't deterred. Through her music, Aimée became a beacon of hope, breathing new life into ancient songs that had been all but forgotten. She believed that if the people existed, so did the culture. With each melody and soul-stirring lyric, Aimée invited her audiences to experience the beauty and resilience of Mapuche culture firsthand. She thought of herself as a messenger. She said of her performances, "Through words, I return pieces of memory to you." The warmth and love behind Aimée's voice resonated with people of all backgrounds, transcending language and cultural barriers to create connections based on shared humanity. Her work was all live. Despite her vocal abilities, Aimée never recorded an album. On September 10, 1987, Aimée suffered a cerebral hemorrhage while performing in Paraguay. She was 44 years old. Today, Aimée's legacy continues to inspire and empower individuals around the world. Her music serves as a testament to the enduring spirit of the Mapuche people and a reminder of the importance of preserving indigenous cultures in an ever-changing world. All month, we're talking about women of sound. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.